April 23rd, 2006 edition of Ghostly Talk is at hand. I am Doug.
I am Will.
And I'm Scotto.
Started out with a bang. There we go. You don't sound like Scotto.
Well, you know, I was out playing in a band, you know.
Oh, my. Well, that's good news. Today is going to be a very, very interesting show. We're starting out with Havoc, if we can get him on the phone. And we're going to be talking with Jim Huron later, and then the renowned Dr. Ken. So I'm very, very...
Sybil, bring forth Havoc.
Sybil, bring forth Havoc. We want to stalk. We want to speak to Havoc. Can we speak to Havoc? What a show. Is Havoc around? I have a feeling a couple more sedatives and Havoc will be back.
Yeah, really.
So anyway, today, Jim Huron and Dr. Ken, lots going on in the forums about Dr. Ken. Have you been keeping up?
I've been busy working with independent bands.
He's got a video
really?
On his website, and it very, very much intrigued me, so I started a post. I started a post, or a forum, or whatever they call it, topic, and asked people what they thought, and a lot of interesting talk going on in there. So that's at our website, which is www.ghostlytalk.com. Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the absolutely glorious and rained upon, the Warren Winery, Haunted Warren Winery in beautiful Warren, Michigan, where it is currently raining, and it's going to be, I think they said on the radio, how did they put it, something like an extremely high 19 or something tomorrow. And I thought, oh, I must be listening to
the Canadian
station. So I don't know what, it sounds
66.
Like. 66. Sounds like it's going to be nice and warm.
It comes up to 66 tomorrow.
66?
Yeah.
Well, that's not warm. That's average, isn't it, for this time of year?
It's a little bit high for this time of year.
Huh. Well,
A few degrees above normal.
Well, I won't wear shorts to work then. What's been going on, Mr. Will?
I've just been working with independent bands.
Well, I like that. I like that a lot. And how's the response been?
Extremely, extremely well. MySpace is a wonderful thing.
Okay. Well, that's good because, you know, I do really like to have independent bands featured on the show.
We got two new ones that I just talked to today.
Okay. And are we playing them already?
We'll be playing them in the fourth and fifth break.
Oh, excellent. So everyone's got to stick around. And, of course, we'll be talking to Dr. Ken then. So everyone will be online then. Chris, we are in the chat room. If you go to, what is it, omnisoundradio1.net/chat, is it?
Yes.
And you can join the chat room and you can heckle me live.
Actually, you'd be heckling me.
Oh, well, you'll heckle Will and you'll heckle me by proxy. How is that?
Well, you can see the screen from here, so...
Yes, I can. Don't give away all of our secrets, you guys. So anyway, we were hoping, Scott L., to be talking with Havoc. Do you think you could channel him?
I don't know. Let me try. All right, what's up?
Hey, Havoc, what's up? This is Havoc, the GT News guy. I heard you've got a cold.
Yeah.
Explain what happened.
Kids, never go ghost hunting when you have a sore throat.
Uh-oh. Okay, so here's some wisdom. You had a sore throat, and you went out to the infamous Moonville Tunnel?
Yes.
Wonderful idea. Did you dress warmly?
Actually, I did. What I think was the little girl gave me a cold. And I know that sounds bad for some people who are listening, but for anybody who does not know, I've actually caught an EVP of a little girl coughing about a few years ago, so anybody who first heard that probably thought, oh my god, what a freak. But it's the truth. I got a cold. I got a cold. She has a cold. I guess she gave it to me, or I gave it to her. One of those two. I don't know.
Why would a ghost have a cough?
Maybe she died of the flu. I mean,
that okay. Okay, that makes sense.
1800s, I mean, didn't have very much to fight back disease back then in the day.
And that could be. So what happened out at Moonville? Anything exciting? Didn't fall in the river?
No, I didn't fall into the creek this time. Even though we watched the kid almost fall into the creek, that's
the key thing is this time.
I have fallen in the creek before.
My ears perked up at that one, too. So you didn't fall in this time, but you saw somebody almost fall in. And I have to say, it's very easy. You can tell that creek has had its share of ghost hunters and teenage partiers,
hikers.
Right, and hikers inside of it. And so you didn't fall in the creek, so that did not... that wasn't a factor in elevating your sore throat into a full-blown cold, right?
No. At least I don't think so.
And then did you take EVP?
Actually, we did not catch any EVP this time. What was really weird about it, I had finally broke down and Doug, sorry for insulting you, Doug. I'm just kidding, Will. I love you to death, bud. As I told you, Doug, I've actually broke down and got a digital recorder, even though, you know, I've always said, oh, I hate digital stuff, you know, blah, 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 blah. I finally broke down and did it. And that was the first time I ever got to use two little toys, one that I made and one that I bought. The one that I made was sort of like a prototype that I came up with. Actually, Marcus Leader gave me the idea one night when me and him was talking. Actually, he said something that kind of caught me off guard, and I was like, hey, that's a good idea. The idea was basically making a microphone into a stronger magnetic field around it to see if I could pick up anything.
Right.
Because one theory was they use magnetic fields to project their voice. So... my first experiment with this little toy, I used a lot of magnets. And you can actually go to my photo albums now on ghostlytalk.com.
Can you do that?
Sure.
And you can actually see this monstrosity that I created. And trust me, it's just a rough draft. I mean, it doesn't look like anything professional. I never claim to be a professional. I'm not Marcus Leader. I'm just this clairvoyant. But basically, the idea was just to make the magnetic field around it a lot stronger. So, this idea came about a few weeks ago. And the first time I tried it, I tried it with one of my tape recorders, which, well, I didn't realize it, but it did not work. And... so I was thinking, well, I'll try another tape recorder. Well, this other one that I tried began to smoke. And so I was thinking to myself, great, I just blew up the microphone. Well, you know, after a bit, I tried some of Uri Geller?
Mm-hmm, Uri Geller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tried one of his methods about yelling at it to tell it to work. And using some profanity with it as well.
I don't know if that's how it's supposed to work, but okay.
Hey, it does work.
It did work, okay.
So I broke down at Moonville and actually brought some magnets with me. And only used one because I was thinking to myself, well, there's no use of bringing as many as I used the first time and seeing what would happen.
There's like... 8 of them or something, 9, 10, there's like maybe 10 or 12 of them attached to this microphone in the picture.
Yeah.
were you trying to attract the Earth or something, or another planetary
body? Yeah, I was
trying
to get the moon closer.
Yes, this is insane, okay.
There was a girl that I liked, and I tried to get her to the moon.
You were affecting her horoscope by...
Yeah, that's what I was really trying to do.
I was trying
to make a rift in time.
But you ended up foregoing the immense number of magnets and instead opting for... just a single magnet when you were out in the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, you can go to Radio Shack, you know, I'm going to pimp them out a little bit, because, you know, I used to work there. And go to Radio Shack, get you some magnets, try this yourself. I mean, it's not too hard. I mean, the next step I'm going to do will probably be a little bit different, but, you know, it's still going to be the same concept. But after we decided to do some recording, we did 15-minute recordings, and after we turned off the recorders, exactly the same time we turned off the recorders, guess what happens?
You heard an EVP.
No.
Oh.
Something ran outside the tunnel.
A shadow figure or just a critter?
Well, this is the thing. It sounded human, almost like, I mean, a smaller person, maybe a kid or a shorter woman. It
okay.
sounded like, I mean, it just booked it out the tunnel. Because we was at the other end of the tunnel, and basically it was like real close to us. And it was really, it was kind of like the, let's see, it's like like your camera runs out of film and you finally see Bigfoot. That kind of thing. You know, it's like me and Chris, exact word, well, I can't say the exact words out of our mouth, but after we turned it off and heard this, we just looked at each other and just went, oh, man. Because, you know, it's like, we could have had that one, you know. But you never know what's going to happen when you do recording, because, you know, maybe this idea of magnetic field may work, it may not, I don't know. I'll give it some more go at it. But that's one of the investigations I've been on.
Well, I'm glad you did not use your exact words, because, you know, Ghostly Talk is indeed broadcast over our home. That's Pioneer Radio at pioneer.rolo.net. We're also at OmniSound Radio 1, omnisoundradio1.net, right?
Right.
SciTalk, well, they're sort of a link-up place. Radio New York International, since day one, almost. KWTF, The Edge. We're also on Riff Raff Radio, of course, the Butt Broadcasting Group at thebutt.net. The Point, 99.1 FM, keeping the past alive. Robin Valley Community Radio in Omaha, Nebraska. That's AM 1690. Catnip Radio, Slackin' Radio, Bazoo Homegrown Radio, VZOO, and blogginservice.com replays us. We're also on Radio Enigma, genreless internet radio. So I'm really glad you didn't use those particular words, but edited it out for us. And I have to say, I'm trying to think what I said when I saw my first and only ghost. We were in the car, and I slammed on the brake, and I'm sure I probably said something, but mostly Scott was yelling at me, so I don't remember if I said anything. So I think I was probably okay and arable. What? So that was one of the ghost hunts you were on? What else?
Marion, Ohio, after the GT party. The infamous 4th anniversary party. basically,
Marion, Ohio.
Marion,
the Rider?
Ohio. Huh?
Is that where the Rider, Ghost Rider is?
It's Elmore, Ohio.
Oh, that's Elmore. Okay.
Ooh, I'll have to hit that up. I like Ghost Riders.
Okay.
But Marion, Ohio. Everybody has one just about in every state.
Everybody has a Marion, Ohio in just about everything. All right, the Witch's Ball. I'm familiar with this. Tell us about the legend.
All right, usually most legends of the Witch's Ball consist of a woman who has either was a witch, even though I don't like that W word, or somebody who went insane, and, well, usually, typically a woman. I wonder if this is a... precursor. But that has went and killed her family, and now she's bound to move this big giant concrete ball every 2 inches every year.
Okay.
Which would have been a good idea at first. You know, I was thinking, okay, this is kind of feasible, until I got there and realized this place was very flooded.
Flooded? You went to Marion, Ohio, and it was flooded.
Well, not really like like, you know, biblical flooding, but it was in the cemetery, it was pretty well flooded in. And, you know, anybody who knows anything about land mass or anything else knows that land moves. And this big ball was sitting on a slant. Anybody who knows anything that slants will move if it has force behind it. Therefore, water moves. Water moves at a certain speed and a certain time. Of course, something's going to move. And it can be a lot of things. It could be monuments. It could be just, you know, grass. It could be anything. But basically, I figured out this one wasn't really haunted. It was just placed in a bad spot.
Okay.
Which was pretty interesting. I mean, it was a very nice cemetery. I mean, if anybody has any anomalies, I mean, I don't care if it's even an orb, just hit me up at havoc@ghostlytalk.com, and we'll discuss it, and, you know, if you have good enough proof for me, I'll consider going back up there. I mean, it was a very nice cemetery, I will give it that much.
But you're, okay, and let me draw the lines again real quick. You are under the, you went there and it happened to be quite muddy or wet out and there was actual water laying in the ground, right?
Yeah, you can actually go to the photo albums and see the pictures too.
Okay.
So.
And because the ball's on a slant, you're of the opinion that perhaps it's mundane things that are causing the witch's ball to move.
Yeah, pretty much.
The one in Marion, Ohio, anyway.
Yeah, this one. I mean, there's got to be, I mean, if anybody could prove me wrong, I'd love to hear it. I mean, you know, I'm not the type of person to be like, you're stupid. But, you know, I love to hear other people's opinions, if they're good or bad or whatever. But, you know, right now, that's how I feel about it. I mean, it could change. I mean, it could not. It just really depends if anybody can give me any other information.
Well, I do have a story about a witch's ball, but not in Marion, Ohio. It would be our local one. But first, I think I want to introduce to the world Scott L., who just arrived in the studio. In case you missed all of the...
I can't catch a break from anybody, man.
All of the moving around.
Yeah, I was kind of stuff. Was it really... I was trying to be as quiet as possible. Was it really that noisy?
Oh, you were practically a stealth ninja.
Well, I know I didn't turn the mic off when I was trying to pull my...
From hell.
I was trying to pull my headphones off the mic stand, and I know I left the mic on for a second, and I know you gave me the look. You know.
Practically stealth, yeah.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm Scott L.
Excellent. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, it's a little late.
A little late.
Yeah, we're still here, man.
That's okay. Wait till you hear the opener. It was awesome.
Was it horrible? Or
no, it was awesome.
Did you have Elmer in on it or something?
Oh, yeah.
Is Elmer staying till 7 o'clock?
Sure.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, yeah, great. Oh, awesome. Awesome. That sounds...
Oh, you just wait till break, big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I already mentioned the guests. The upcoming guests are of course, we're opening the show with Elmer, and then we're going to have Jim Huron.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we're
having Dr. Ken.
Yeah, our buddy Dr. Ken, which is, I see it's caused a little bit of a stir on the website.
Isn't that exciting? Well, I started it.
Poor Ken actually emailed me today and said, hey, man, I've been kind of keeping an eye on the website a little bit, and, you know, is everything going to be okay tonight? Is everything going to be cool? I'm like, dude, don't worry about a thing. You got nothing to worry about at all.
I respect Dr. Ken
yes.
a lot. And we'll address.
We have a lot. Yeah, we have a lot to cover with him tonight.
But I'm interested in learning from him.
Yeah, Elmer, do you mind if I make another announcement real quick? I didn't mean to interrupt you or anything like that.
Go for it.
Well, actually, this is a very important announcement. I'll pass these around to you guys. I just threw this thing together a little bit so you guys could see what's going on.
Your resume?
Well, yeah, that too. Actually, crap. You know, I'm looking for a new job.
Oh, that is absolutely too cool.
Here, I'll read this. I got this email earlier. And Elmer, this is news to you too. You can appreciate this. I was checking my email earlier, and I got this email from one of our a dear friend of the show, and you know, and us personally, by the name of Bob Penny. Some of you guys may know who Bob Penny is.
I know about this.
Yeah. What's up, bro? I just want to let you guys know that you guys are uncles.
Uncle Ghostly Talk.
Tab gave birth to a 9-pound, 22-inch, beautiful baby boy on this past Thursday. His name is Alexander Robert Penny. He is the life and soul. Life is so wonderful. Tab did an amazing job. I'm sure she did. 9 pounds. Jeez, oh,
that's a big kid. Have you ever seen Tab?
That's a big kid, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very proud of her. I think we are all very proud of her. And I must say, proud of myself for having a part in creating this life. He is Ghostly Talk's youngest listener and fan. Here are some pictures. Now, I'm going to throw the pictures up on the website. I want to ask Bob first if it'd be cool if we put pictures up on the website. I did copy them on our piece of paper here so we can see what's going on. But you guys can't in Radio Land, so whatever. No big deal. Hopefully we can get some pictures up on the site for you guys to check out also. Bob's been a good friend of us personally, more or less, for years. And I wanted to throw it out, man. Congratulations, Bob. We're all really, really happy for you and Tab.
So this would be Alexander's first Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, here. So April 23rd, 2006.
Yep, we gotta do a bang up job.
Yeah. Well, he's listening, so we have to make sure we impress him the first time around.
Exactly.
So congratulations.
We want to retain this young listener.
Yeah, want to, because we can't retain anybody.
I know, everyone's fleeing.
Yeah.
But
congratulations, Bob. I just wanted to throw it out to everybody.
Good job, Bob. Congratulations.
Hopefully, we'll get something up on the message board. Get some things going with that. I just need to ask. I want to ask Bob first out of respect. If we can put pictures up of the baby, just a little thing there, So, all right,
or a link to his website if he might have like a MySpace or something.
We'll see what we can do for you guys.
Wow.
All right, so what's up?
Wow.
What did I miss, anyways? Here we had Elmer on the phone. We were talking about witches' balls, from what I understood.
Right. Were you there the one time that we were at? No, you weren't there. This was my first ghost hunt, which would have been the time I ghost hunted before I met you.
Okay.
And
so that means I wasn't there.
So you must not have been there. We went to like, I don't know, 5 or 6 cemeteries and supposedly haunted sites. And we ended up at, there's a cemetery on, you're going to have to help me.
M19?
No, it's on, I don't know, maybe. It's on the right. If you take Gratiot and you just drive and drive and drive, you drive up to Richmond or whatever,
make a left, turns on Main Street, and then there's it turns on M19.
Okay, and then it's the one as you're driving northward
towards Memphis.
Towards Memphis, on the left.
That's Memphis.
So, Memphis Cemetery.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. We're in Memphis Cemetery.
There's one in Richmond Cemetery, too, on the right.
Right, well, we're in Memphis Cemetery, and that's the one that I had heard the witch's ball thing out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did our little investigation. It was really, cute, and we were all learning a lot.
Was all in bunny suits or something? Yeah.
We were young and inexperienced, and we were having a blast.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it was by far not like a ghost hunt is today. But it was interesting, and I was learning, and
it was
fun, and everybody was really into it, and We ran across, of course, the ball. This is big.
I've seen
cement
that
or marble or something.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, I've been there actually before. Not with you that time though.
Right, and we're like, oh yeah, the legend, blah blah blah. We talk about the legend, then we go about our business, then we meet up back at the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the cars is where we did all of our, heavy drinking and smoking.
Yeah, well, as you should on any car.
Yeah, you can't do that. While you're actually investigating, but you go back to the car.
Yeah, you get loaded.
Zone,
you get loaded.
And
you carry on. Yeah.
So we're back at the cars, and we are just we are so fired up. It's like 4 a.m. we had just been to like 5. This was our last stop.
Well, crank will do that to you.
Right.
It'll wire you right up.
We were totally wired, and we were so excited.
Yeah.
We were talking about next week. We were talking about this week. We were talking about every week. We were talking about all the ghost hunting, and all the different stories, and all the people on the internet. Every one of them.
Everyone.
And I know. And we were on.
At the time, there was only like 5 people on the internet.
Right.
So
and we were on the last one, and all of a sudden we heard a car door slam.
Mm-hmm.
And we look around, and we're all standing there. Little tiny circle, like we could, see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was in a car to slam a car door. So we look around, we're like, oh, well, maybe it's a neighbor or something like that. And so we continue talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Heard it again.
Okay.
And we're like, well, that's odd. Okay. It's like 4 a.m., but okay. it wouldn't be, it wasn't like, you know, the driver got out and then the passenger got out. It was more like the driver got out or got in and then waited 5 or 10 minutes and then slammed it again. 5 or 10 minutes later, and we're chatting and wired and talking and blah, blah, blah. And car door slam.
No one was driving a DeLorean or anything.
No, this went on. This went on for like a half hour or more.
Okay.
And finally, I'm like, "You guys, what would it sound like if a really large cement ball levitated and then dropped?"
Okay.
And they're like, "Ooh, I don't know." So we run over to the corner of the cemetery.
Yeah.
And we staked out the ball, but never happened again. We didn't hear any car door slams after that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see the ball levitator drop. So.
Well, we're going to get into a little bit of that, I think, later. You know, Dr. Ken, for example, I was doing a little reading on his website today, and he talks about
a little reading.
Well, there's a lot to read on his on their site, but there's something he talks about. He's like, "You ever notice how paranormal occurrences always seem to happen when no one's there?" Right?
If a tree falls in the woods.
Well, he has a toy that he's like, he's like another Marcus Leader type guy.
He makes stuff.
Yeah, he makes stuff.
He's an inventor.
Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later, too. Why don't we take a quick break? We're right on the bottom end of 6 o'clock right now.
All right.
Well, Elmer's on the
6:30 hour, yeah.
Yeah, 6:30. Elmer's still here, right, Elmer?
Yep.
Are you still there?
He fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just kind of started fanning about. More from Elmer when we come back here on Ghostly Talk.
I'm Michael Cremo, author of Forbidden Archaeology. My website is mcremo.com, mcremo.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Brian Hunwell with the Atlantic Paranormal Society, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk. So stay tuned and make sure you don't pull another one of those Dude Rudder episodes like I did.
You're excited, you're coming to do your radio show, and you come here and you get threatened on break.
Right, right.
You,
that's
you
always
get physically
fun.
Threatened because you've heard one album that somebody else had. Like, okay, I'm, know just you trying to make, get, I'm just trying to make friendly conversation.
You
here.
Guys had a throwdown during the break.
Well, yeah.
That was always fun.
I don't know what the trip was with that. I mean,
I like sitting back and watching that and egging both sides on.
Well, yeah, as you,
actually, it was quite
as
fun.
You do well.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
You do well, Doug. I mean, you are that silent party.
Elmer, don't take that from him.
Yeah, don't take that. Who are you talking to? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott O.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we are still on the line with our field reporter, Mr. Elmer, our Ohio field reporter, Mr. Elmer. Elmer, I fixed up the MySpace page, by the way, too, okay?
Yeah.
I fixed that because you were whining. I mean, you voiced your concern.
Whining? I think I told the truth.
You voiced your concern.
I don't know if it's
whining. What was wrong with it?
I was bored one day, so I, you know, this whole MySpace thing, it's like taking off. Like, and I hate
right.
We shouldn't be pimping these idiots. But
we
you
should
know,
be pimping MySpace.
MySpace much more, yeah.
Right.
But there's, like, you know, ways to tweak all this stuff out and goof around and change the code and stuff like that. So you're supposed to have, like, a top 8. Well, I found a way to do, like, a top 48.
You're going to have to send me that code, too.
Oh, yeah. It's all. Well, I'll give it to anybody.
Havoc wasn't in it?
No, he was in it.
Oh,
but
okay.
He was in it, but, you know, we have all the field reporters who are on, you know, the Big M, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah,
we're going to call it the Big M now?
Yeah, we should call
okay.
it the Big M. But what we have is I made sure I put all of them like lined up like nice and, you know, nice and neat, like all of our field reporters on there, so you can check out their pages too. Well, I just put like GT field reporter Elmer for Ohio, right? And apparently he didn't like that. Because he's the news guy, too, right?
So Elmer, he wants, like, full attribution.
Yeah, he wanted his whole resume up there,
yeah.
Right? So, which is cool. Well,
if I work for it, I deserve it.
Well,
yeah,
like,
you know what?
Yeah,
and you do.
And we begged to please, so, you know, I changed it a little. I know, I just went in there, and so I put, like, GT field reporter / news guru Elmer from
Ooh,
Ohio.
Guru.
So,
there you go.
So there you go. So I think we're cool with that. So you know, I hope. We're okay now, Elmer. Are we all right now? Are we cool?
Yeah,
I really don't want to get
next
hurt.
Next time you screw up.
Okay, all right.
You know what else we're going to be doing soon?
What's that?
Not much of a segue, but it works.
Hey, you know what? Hey,
We're going to be going on May 13th and 14th?
That was a nice loud one, sorry.
What was that?
I actually pulled the paper out from under my clipboard.
Yeah?
I feel like somebody was farting.
It sounded like that. I'm really sorry. No, no, yeah, we're going. It's going to be happening. I actually talked to Bobby. We got everything worked out.
May 13th and 14th.
Yeah,
we're
going
to be at the CPRI conference in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Along with Mark Nesbitt,
John Zappas,
Jay and Grant from TAP.
Yep, and everybody's going to be doing their. We're all going to be doing our speaking arrangements. It is confirmed. We will be broadcasting from there.
Ooh,
it has been confirmed.
Awesome.
That's
okay.
Been taken care of. So we're going to get the details up for that.
So we do have internet there.
We have everything we need.
Rock on.
We have everything we need.
We have to let the affiliates know.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll all be taken care of. So we'll have
That'll actually be a little bit early for us.
Well, I don't even know what time we're going to be doing it. I think we'll probably broadcast on the 13th of May, which is a Saturday.
Oh, we'll do a special on that?
We'll
night?
Do a special on,
okay.
on, yeah, which I think it may be more or less in the afternoon, to tell you the truth. So I'll have all the details and stuff worked
and,
out.
And, of course, we'll put it up on...
It'll be up for archive.
The archive, and then they can replay it during the regular show. Or
it'll be, yeah, because we're not going to have a show that weekend, so this will kind of be our show, I guess. We're going to be, like, still hanging out probably
us
there.
Us and famous people.
Us, yeah.
It'll be great.
We're going to hang out with famous people. So we'll get that all worked out. I'll have all that stuff by the turn of the turn of May coming up really quick here. We'll have that all worked out for you guys.
Yep.
But it's going to be a really cool event. We're looking forward to it. There's still time. Tickets are still on sale. If you want to go, just go. We have the big banner on our website. On the right pane, you can see a picture of the Ghost Hunters guys. You'll see that.
Yeah.
Click on that. It'll give you all the information you need as far as taking part in this event. So hopefully we'll see
you
all.
Yeah, come and
there.
Meet us. I want folks to go there and meet up with us and talk to us. And
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And of course, we'll introduce you all to Mark Nesbitt and everyone we know.
Yeah.
That's everyone we know.
So, Elmer, I know you guys were talking.
God. Hey, what was the band that was playing the first break?
DJ. Oh, God. DJ Static. DJ Stats. I didn't get my list for this week. DJ Stats. That was that song you just heard was by DJ Stats. We'll have that up on the site for, as far as the website link and all that stuff goes later on tonight. Really cool stuff. Despite popular belief, I do listen to techno music. I do listen to trance. I know I'm going to take a big bag of crap from Elmer for saying that. But, it's really cool stuff. And they're one of the people that came to us and said, hey, we'd like you to play
music.
I like
all kinds of music.
Yeah, so do I. Especially for this show. It's always cool to hear all this different music we play. And, I hope I got it right. DJ Stats. If not, it'll be up on the
site.
Well,
there'll be a link on the website, right?
What? Yeah, absolutely,
yep.
Tonight, for sure.
There you go.
You guys were talking about in the first half hour with Elmer a little bit. Which is Ball. That was mentioned. What's Elmer working on, though?
Well, he also hooked on to Moonville.
Moonville, okay. Mm-hmm. We were there with him last summer.
Right, but he was there to catch a cold this past weekend.
You got a cold, Elmer?
Or last weekend, or whenever.
Yeah, no, I've just been smoking since it's 420. I've been coughing up, No.
There goes a long...
I noticed that before. I forgot completely about the 420 thing. I was on the computer. Was that Thursday, I think? Thursday. Yeah,
right.
Thursday. And I was, like, just working away, and I looked down the corner and saw, 4:20, and I'm like, oh, about maybe 3:58 or something like that when I saw it. So I'm like, okay, in about 22 minutes, the whole world's going to be stoned. This is going to be really neat. So I'm not going to drive. I'm like, Amber got home, and I'm like, No, we're not going out tonight. We're just going to stay home because I think we're going to get into a car accident or something. That was this past week, I guess. So
was it?
Happy 420, I guess. It's almost there. It's almost a national holiday, I think. They're pushing it every year. So
I wanted to make, when I was, I used to frequent in high school and early college years.
Yeah,
I used to frequent a...
Doghouse?
Who hasn't?
No, I used to frequent a national chain store of, convenience stores with two numbers strung together with a hyphen.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
I wanted to make that day a holiday,
Oh, okay.
We used to call each other up and... in
happy
July,
mm-hmm.
and wish each other a happy, July 11th. But it didn't catch on for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, back then we didn't have cell phones. We used carrier pigeons. So.
Well, yeah.
It was really tough to get the carrier pigeon. The union went on strike. And it just wasn't pretty.
How did we get here?
I don't know. All right. I'm done.
Elmer, you said you were at Moonville. You said you were there. During the week, this week, in Moonville?
Yep.
Okay, what happened?
No
Anything?
We already talked about that.
Oh, you guys already did. Well, you didn't say anything to me.
He didn't fall in the river.
He didn't fall in the river.
No, that's the highlight.
This time.
Well, last time it was all mud. We all nearly died.
I'm surprised none of us fell in the river that time.
We all nearly died because it was pure mud that time trying to get all the way back there.
Are we supposed to talk about, like, you know, what kinds of stuff happens at Moonville since this is Ghostly Talk? Or?
Well, we talked about that the last time we went there with Elmer.
Oh, okay.
We talked about that in quite... I know we played audio and stuff from there. All kinds of wild stuff happened.
Yeah, and most of it was Will.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoulder was cold.
His shoulder was cold and stuff like that. But did anything... you guys already talked about this, correct? I wasn't here for the first 15 minutes.
Right.
Okay, well...
We covered everything.
You covered everything. So we're just basically chilling out. So we can wait for like 15 minutes and then start broadcasting again?
Yep.
Okay, all right, we're done.
Can you play the Jeopardy music?
Oh, no. Oh, we got Elmer taking care of that for us. What do you got on the horizon, Elmer? I know you have a few things you've mentioned to me that you've been working on. Is there anything else happening?
Well, you got
to
see this. Can you call up that picture?
What picture?
Yeah. Elmer's an inventor now.
Oh, really?
He made a magnetically enhanced microphone.
Okay.
And I want you to see this and get
this is in the photo album?
It's in his photo. He puts everything in his photo album.
He can actually do that. I'm still
there are some people who can't.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
I wish they'd email me so I could.
Yeah, you know, if you are trying to upload something to the website.
I know I made it so 8-bit could. I remember doing that. I
thought we set
the
permission so, you know, in certain folders.
But see, when I went through and did them, they had to have, they had to actually have logged into the new server. And... not many people had when I went through.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't
now
do everybody.
Should be, yeah, now
by now I should. Yeah, I should just go through and grant all the permissions. But anyway, take a look at this
okay.
beast. Right. This is his invention. He thought, okay, because of the magnetic properties, that one of the theories is that EVP works because they are using the magnetic properties of a microphone or of digital or not digital of analog audio tape,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
since that works. On magnetic principles, it's magnetic tape, right?
Mm-hmm.
That by, I guess, stacking 100 magnets on top.
It looks like an array of magnets.
Right, that it would either turn into a singularity and warp space-time, or enhance the EVP capturing abilities of the microphone.
So let me get this straight: this particular piece of equipment that. You put together, Elmer, this does record.
It is an over-unity device. No, I don't know.
It does record, am I correct, Elmer?
Yeah.
When it does not blow up the...
when it isn't, like, opening
device.
Portals to hell and
but
stuff like that.
No, yeah. in this case it actually did... Well, the first tape recorder wasn't functioning anyway. The second tape recorder blew up and started smoking.
Were you running digital on these or just like analog tapes?
Analog.
Just straight like mini cassette or regular cassettes?
Regular size. Come on, I'm poor here.
Oh, okay. All right, so you said, I didn't get this story now. You said that the recorder blew up or something like that? How'd it blow up?
It just started smoking. It works, but it just started smoking real bad.
So wait.
And then the American Lung Association swooped in.
Yeah, and they took care of the problem.
They took care of that.
Yeah.
But and then he had to go to a third tape recorder
and that
to find
work?
Out that it didn't, well, that it works, but that it didn't capture an EVP yet. It needs some refinement.
Well, yeah, it sounds like, it's a brand new piece of equipment. Am I correct,
right.
Elmer? I mean, it's a brand, when did you put this thing together? I'm just curious.
About a month ago.
About a month ago. And how many times have you tried it?
About 4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times? You haven't captured anything yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, it takes time, you know. I mean, these things... It looks like just an array of magnets, though, and that's actually pretty interesting, just to use pure... I mean, just magnets to... I mean, I'd like to see... I can't really see it all in detail right now as I'm looking at the monitor. I will check into this a little bit more and see what it's all... I mean, where'd you get this idea from?
I work with Marcus sometimes on some stuff and some ideas. Yeah, he gave me the idea, at least the magnetic idea, so I went and ran with it.
Okay, well, yeah, just keep working with that. I mean, it sounds like an interesting idea.
One thing that I noticed, though, Havoc, is when Marcus makes something, it's usually his use of magnetism is rather subtle.
Yeah.
You know, he buys those little, like, eraser-sized, you know, little like pencil eraser, you know, from the end of a pencil, a pink eraser on the end of a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the size of the magnets that Marcus uses.
Well, you can still try what he's working on, though, too. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't...
Elmer goes and uses, like, you know...
Well, yeah, this thing
could erase a mainframe.
This thing can pick up a car, probably, and drag it around. I mean,
nothing
sure.
subtle about that.
No, but it's still an interesting idea.
I have to say he did, and then you vary the number of magnets that you used, right, by taking only one with you to
Moonville.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still an interesting idea. I mean, I'd like to check into that further and see what's going, you know, see how it works, more or less.
What if we built a chamber?
That's my next goal. You actually stole my idea.
chamber that you could adjust the magnetic properties of. If you built it with electromagnets,
mm-hmm.
so if in the walls of this chamber, and I don't care if you made the chamber room-sized or if you made it, you know, portable, like the size of the, what's this thing called? The rack?
The rack mount, yeah.
The rack mount thing. You know, but if you put coils, right, electromagnetic coils, because that's what electromagnetic coils are.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put them, you know, along the walls and then could adjust them through a potentiometer,
mm-hmm.
right, or a switch,
mm-hmm.
A variable switch, and you could adjust the different magnetic fields, right,
yeah.
within there and work on it to get the optimal magnetic field inside the chamber,
mm-hmm.
place the
microphone in the chamber
and see what you got.
Well, that'd be a lot more of a controlled situation then.
It would be interesting.
The results, who knows how the results would come out. That's something similar to what they did work on with the Spiricom product,
right.
though.
Well, they built a whole Faraday cage.
Yeah, they built a whole cage for that
yeah.
to kind of control it even more. So it's the same principle. It's just being done differently, more or less. That's what it sounds like.
Well, they didn't want, in the Spiricom, what was it, Mark 3 or something, Mark 5?
There was like 14 of them or something.
I don't remember which one it is, but the one that they actually have the tapes of, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Faraday cage. Within the Faraday cage was a transmitter and a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And they would transmit the pulses and receive the modulated pulses.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that worked in effect.
That's an interesting idea. And you said you're working on a chamber of sorts, Elmer, for this?
Yeah, basically I'm going to be using the... excuse me. Basically, the idea I have is just basically getting a big, I don't know, cylinder or something,
mm-hmm.
and drilling the holes the size of the magnets and putting them inside the metal.
Okay.
And basically see what happens there. Just some ideas I've had.
Well, and that's what makes it so cool, though, is just that. It's just this experimenting thing that I know we love to see here on Ghostly Talk. It's just all types of people are out there trying all types of different things. Just throwing, you know, building their own things, handmade equipment, just to see, you know, what may work, what may not work. I know we've tried all kinds of wild stuff here, you know, from flea markets to...
You know, we've gone to flea markets.
Yeah, we've done all kinds of crazy stuff to try, to see what we can pick up, more or less. And a lot of that, I think, you know, we have to thank Mark Macy and World ITC for a lot of that. He really, you know, really kind of got us thinking about, hey, you know, let's try building stuff. Yeah, let's try building stuff. Let's try these weird things.
So does Marcus Leader.
Yeah, Marcus Leader. Well, he's taking that and just ran with it.
Well, he went, wow. Yeah. He is the inventor extraordinaire. And then, but also coming up later, Dr. Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
He built that whatever system that
what
was.
System?
I saw the pictures, but... What?
Well, yeah, I'll have to look it over. I know he has a whole bunch of stuff. It all listed here.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. So
ingenuity is really important. It's a really important thing. I think, you know, I wish I had more time to do more myself. But we're doing our radio show thing here. There's a lot of people out there working on cool stuff, though. I think it's really important to do that. You know, I have taken into account, though, we did talk to not too long ago. God, now my brain stopped. Oh, jeez. Andrew Nichols.
Oh, yeah.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it has been something I've been talking to people about a lot. People I've, you know, having conversations with other people. They're like, yeah, well, we go out to cemeteries and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I got into a conversation with someone about a week ago about this. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of work being done. I think it's really, really great. But Andrew made a huge point that I thought was really important. He's like, unfortunately, it may just take a corporation to come in there with a couple billion dollars and really do an intensive research on that. The matter, but it comes down with a lot of these people. Their reputation is at stake again, and it's very hard to get that kind of funding to go into do work of this sort to really and to dump that much money. It may really help out, but in the meantime, I think it's really great to see people, like I said before, going out there and building devices like this and trying new things to see what may happen. It's a really important thing. So congratulations, Elmer.
Yeah, thanks.
He's enthusiastic.
He's so enthusiastic.
Yes,
I mean,
he is,
you know,
enthusiastic.
It really just brings me up, man. I mean, hey, why not?
When are we going to go sunning then?
We were talking about this coming Friday. I think that was the idea.
Yes.
That was something me and you kind of bumped heads on a little bit this week.
Yep.
So that may be something we might work on.
What are you doing?
Okay.
That may be something we might try.
I got to call. I'll call Bonnie. Mm-hmm. She left a message, or didn't leave a message on my phone today.
I talked to her once this week for about an hour and a half.
Yeah. I got to call her after.
It was a short conversation with Bonnie.
Yeah.
And we saw her Saturday night, and I said hi, and she growled at me, so I just, like, walked away.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of a rough Saturday night. I just got out of there. It was scary. But, yeah, we'll get Bonnie. We'll get the whole crew. We might have something to report next weekend ourselves here on the show. We'll have to see what happens, though.
That'll be cool.
Anything else happening, Elmer?
Let's see. Working on music. You know, the normal stuff that I usually do.
Oh, that's cool. There's a lot going on right now. I know you've been working with Marcus Leader a lot now. You guys have kind of joined forces, and you're doing your things from across the country. So we're really excited to see what comes of that. And I know Marcus, I've been meaning to get a hold of Marcus, too, concerning stuff also. So, Marcus, sorry. I'll get a hold of you as soon as possible. There's a lot of things going on, though. We're really excited about that. Anything else going on, Elmer? You're killing me here, man.
Come on. Let's see. We got Mansfield coming up.
When is that?
In July.
July? You guys are actually going to the... Is it going to be a private one, or is that going to be...
It's the public hunt, right?
It's the public one?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come down to that, too. We'll have to see. Is that thing still opened up? Is that still open for registration and stuff like that?
Yeah. For the date that we... Yeah.
We might have to sign up for that and come on down there and hang out with you guys. We love going to Mansfield. It's always really cool to go down there and just walk around, you know, and walk around the building. We got to go to a lot of different areas the last time we were there that we hadn't. Well, they've been doing the renovating, so
well,
some of the places were opened up.
I want to try the West Virginia State Penitentiary sometime.
That's something we've been talking about, too.
I know. I don't know why it's not. It's just, you know, star-crossed kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I do want to try it. I do want to go there.
Yeah, we've been invited there. I know we have been invited there a couple times, and it's just a matter of getting the logistics together, I think, and getting us all in one car and getting us to drive down there, which nowadays is pretty difficult, it seems. So we'll work on that, too. Maybe we'll shoot down there. We'll have to talk. What's her name?
Polly Gear.
Polly Gear. Email us again about that. Get that fresh.
I have the email. You want me to forward it?
Forward it over to me. We'll look into that some more, and we'll see what's going on.
Okay.
Why don't we take a quick break, though?
Polly Gear, by the way, is one of my favorite people.
She's great.
I hardly ever get to talk to her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I email back and forth, but hardly ever. And she's one of my favorite people ever, and I saw her on TV once.
Oh, okay.
She was on TV once, and I'm like, I know her. I know Polly Gear.
I know she's emailed us a couple times about that. It's just been a matter of just like, let's try pulling it together. Polly, pop us an email. Doug, forward me that email.
I'll forward you that email.
Yeah, and we'll get that worked out. Hopefully we can get down there this summer sometime. Well, I'm going to take a quick break, though. Coming up, we have Mr. Jim Horan coming on. We're going to be talking about, it's going to be kind of an, we've been having these guests, it's like, okay, we really can't put our finger on what we're going to be talking about. It's just more or less, we're just going to kind of run with it, see what happens.
Well, he's a clinical psychologist.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us we're all crazy.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Which is, you know, par for the course.
Well, that's okay. That's all right, though. But he actually has done a lot of investigating in the past himself.
Okay.
So he's going to have, I want to hear what he has to say about some of the work he's done.
So do I.
And in general. So why don't we take a quick break? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back.
And thank you, Elmer.
Yeah, thanks, Elmer.